Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We truly appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. It's our game preview of the NFL matchup, the Dallas Cowboys and the LA Rams. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer today who's making it happen, Mr. Logan Landers. So if you like the video, please come in and share. We truly appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm going to start with the LA Rams and get right to it. When you look at football and you look at some of these decisions that the GM and the organization makes, it makes your head go, are they watching the same game we watching? So I can understand when the LA Rams signed Brent Maher as their kicker in the offseason. And here's a guy that's struggling in the playoffs for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, you know what? He cost them their game last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers where he missed two field goals and an extra point. So they decided to cut Mr. Maher on Monday. That being said, we know what the Rams are going to be under Matthew Stafford. They're going to throw the ball a lot. They're going to try to run the ball come Sunday. But I like what they've done at the receiver position. Cooper Kupp has came back. The last three games, he's had 17 catches for 295 yards. But the rookie sensation, Mr. Naka, 58 receptions, 752 yards, and two touchdowns on the season. LA's passing game is going to be very difficult for the Cowboys to handle on Sunday. Now for the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone knows how much I love this football team. I love the organization, the Super Bowl run in the 90s. Been a fan since 1966. Big win 2 weeks ago on the LA Chargers on Monday night. And when I say this about the Dallas Cowboys, I make one simple point here. If the Dallas Cowboys are going to go back to being a championship team, it's all about their quarterback, Dak Prescott. I thought against the Chargers, he had his best game of the season. 272 yards passing, one touchdown, but what really impressed me, he ran the ball, 40 yards rushing, 18-yard touchdown in that football game. It turned out to be huge for the Cowboys. But most of all, we know Dallas, from what we're saying is, even though they didn't have a great performance against the San Francisco 49ers a couple of weeks ago, but Dallas has a championship defense. And their defense doesn't go until the young man who does a lot of talking, Mr. Michael Parsons, not only on the field but also on social media, he gets it going. Well, 2 weeks ago against the Chargers, he changed the game. He had that key sack on Justin Herbert. The next play, Justin Herbert throws an interception. Stephon Gilmore makes the play. Cowboys win that football game. For Dallas to go ahead, and I think being a mix, when we start talking about championship teams and being on that same level as the Philadelphia Eagles, it's all about Dak Prescott. But they're playing an LA Rams team that comes in with a pretty good offense. Head coach Sean McVay likes to throw it around. Matthew Stafford, two very good receivers. Well, it's up to you, Dak Prescott, to play at that level, and it's up to you as a Dallas Cowboys as a football team. State in the game again. I see the Cowboys winning this football game 31-24, but I am a little scared, though, because you don't know when it starts getting like this week in and week out, the stakes go up in the National Football League. Each game becomes important. You start playing for playoff position. You start playing for home field. But right now, when you look at the Cowboys are one game behind the Philadelphia Eagles, that's going to be the measuring stick in the NFC East. This is a big football game for the Dallas Cowboys, and it's all about Dak Prescott. And I see and feel that when it's all said and done, he's going to answer the bell, and the Cowboys are going to have a big win, as I just predicted, 24-17 on Sunday. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Go Cowboys. Stand up, Cowboys Nation.